Right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us. As always, it is my pleasure. It is my intention. It's my wish to bring forward these wonderful speakers who are sharing their wisdom, their teachings, their experiences, their activations, their mini readings, etc., so that we can all thrive in our lives. And of course, if you have not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so that you can access all of the previous shows, all the current shows, all the shows coming up in the future. Okay. So today we are talking to Madalena Light about unblocking your spine bioenergetic flow to live healthy and free. And so, some of what we're going to discuss today is how the new cosmic, galactic, planetary energy waves and codes of light are realigning and activating our 5D, 6D spine now. We're going to talk about what is our invisible spine and why it is important to our wellness, freedom, and purpose in life. How the physical spine distortions, muscle tensions, and pain are a mirror of our emotional, mental, and spiritual states, blocking our invisible spine by bioenergetic flow. And the benefits to unblocking, clearing, balancing, and bringing in harmony of our invisible spine. We're going to talk all about that. And I will tell you, this is a topic that I know nothing about. So it's going to be wonderful. And of course, if you're here live with us, you're going to get a chance to get a clairsentient intuitive reading by Madalena during the Q&A. And we're also going to be doing a quick experiential bioenergy process for your invisible spine bioenergetic unblocking, clearing, balancing, and 5D realignment. Okay, so it's a process that you can easily add to your meditation or daily practice. And for those of you who do not know Madalena, she's been with us many times now. We love having her on the show. Always high vibe, always something new, right? Which I love. And she's also very spot on in her intuitive readings as well. So just really briefly, Madalena is a bioenergy, multidimensional intuitive, a clairsentient, an empath, a divine love, light, and sound frequencies transmitter and soul connector, a starseed, a wisher, and an earth light bridge keeper. And she telepathically receives messages from the body's energy systems, the divine soul higher self, the ascended masters, and benevolent galactic star beings, including the Arcturian healing team and the Lion's star beings and spirit guides. She loves to empower empaths and highly sensitive people to restore their overall balance, harmony, and emotional well-being, to reawaken their courage, confidence, inner power, creative insights, healing abilities, and uplift their spirit, to enjoy loving relationships with self and with others, to reach a state of inner peace and wellness, and to gracefully step into their divine soul abundant light flow and manifest and realize their dreams, their highest potential, and their best life now. So please join me in welcoming Madalena back to the show. Madalena, welcome.
Thank you, Shefali, and thank you everyone who felt called to come and join us. And I'm really happy we are all here. So co-create our show together. So I hope you all participate in co-creating the show. And I welcome you all. So thank you for being here.
So Madalena, this is, like I said, a new topic for me. It's something I know nothing about it, to be honest. So let's start off talking about, just a really quickly about the spine bioenergetic flow, what that is. We're gonna get more deeper into it, but let's just briefly, for people who don't know, what is the spine bioenergetic flow? And at the same time, you were mentioning about the invisible spine. So just briefly talk about that, and then we'll get right into it, okay?
Now, this I like to mention that our talk today. First of all, I like to mention that it's 1 year since my first appearance on your show, Shefali. So I celebrated 1 year on the 31st of May, March, which was exactly Easter. So, and there's almost 10 years since my awakening in 2014. So lots of celebration, lots to celebrate. And the spine actually, the topic for the spine was offered by my higher guidance, higher self. I was going to do a totally different topic when I get the insight of doing the spine. And my intent is for everyone to receive the highest and the best information, healing, healing energy from this call. And this is a bioenergetically and spiritual approach to our spine. As we are a being of light, a soul, spirit incarnated in the physical body here on earth. And I would like to mention that we are not offering any medical advice. So if you have any medical issues, please contact your doctor. So we'll mostly approach the spine from a bioenergetic and spiritual perspective. And the spine is actually the axis of our being. And run through our great energetic channels, through our main channels of energy. We run our prana, life force energy, or chi, or ki, as was called. And for us, it's very, very important to make sure our channels that we'll talk about shortly, our channels of energy, that run through all our body and through our spine, physical spine, they are clear, and there are no blockages, and that's very important for us. And for our well-being, for our freedom, for us like functioning in the physical body in perfect fit way, and feeling also uplifted and happy and joyful. We are not happy and joyful when we have a low energy. And then if we have low energy, like low prana, then our physical body won't be able to carry on its normal functions. And then we can get sick, we get pain, we can get tension and don't feel too well. And the spine is very important for us. And it's not only the physical spine we address, but we also have more than our physical spine. And we'll talk all about that. And what I like to mention is about the high energy waves that we receive right now from the cosmos, the cosmic, the galactic, the planetary waves. Actually are activating our spine pretty much, and it's upgrading our spine. And if we have blockages, then those will show in our lives through different kind of issues, like physical pain or emotional pain or mental issues, depressions, unusual, unpleasant experiences with others, like in relationship with others, with ourselves in our day-by-day life. So it's very important for us to align with our highest self and higher energy flow. And we got the energy wave starting a bit before, like starting early March. I felt them. I want to mention that. I felt them very much in my body as a clairsentient. I feel those energies. And immediately after, so we had, on the 19th, we had the equinox. We had a huge wave then. And then we have a couple of eclipses that actually, because they are involving sun and moon, and we have channels in our body, energy channels that are involving the sun and moon and are influenced by the sun and moon. Then because of that, we got also an energy shift, a reset of energy through our channels, and I will talk about the channels in a second. And I call that the astral spine or energy spine, and that chakras is part of those spines. So you know a lot about the chakras. It's not like you don't know anything about the spine, but they're those energy waves. So they try to reset our energy, to uplift our vibration, and to a five-dimensional frequency. And anything that doesn't match is kind of showing in our lives in different ways, in issues in our body, in our jobs, our relationships with other, spiritual issues. So we, as we get aware of that, then we can remove the blocks, and then we increase our life force energy through our channel. So the all the activations, the upgrades can basically take place naturally, and that's for everyone, not only for us. And as a miracle for me, so around the eclipses, there was, like, for me, the light language activate. I had before a bit of speaking very little light language, just barely. And then suddenly activate. I was doing a transmission with another spiritual teacher, and I was a participant. And after that, and it wasn't about light language, it was a galactic transmission, totally different, but it was about aligning us with the higher energies coming on the planet. And after that, the light language activated for me. And I was wondering if you look back around March and beginning of April with the high energy waves over the equinox and eclipses, what activated for you? What aha moment you've got? Because you, for sure, especially those that are here, you've got a reset in your energy field, and you got some activation going on, something new, new part in life, maybe new place or new job, or a huge change. Usually for the people I know, and I'm looking around, I notice huge changes, and even people that are not awake, like job changes, places, trying to move another place, changes, suddenly changes. And our relationships, some might fall apart, some might get stronger following the 6 months following up. And this all has to do with the reset in our energy, and the way that we receive the energy flow, especially from eclipses, from the sun and moon, will be through our channel. So that run through our body, through our spine. And if we look at our spine, for me, the spine is representing being flexible, being balanced, being supported, being connected with other parts of our body, of ourselves. Being in harmony and balance, and represents how we relate with other people, and the world around us, and also represents the personal freedoms in life. Freedom to move, to be who you are, believing and being confident in yourself, your self-power, to be stable and grounded in perfect balance and harmony. And it is related with more subtle spines of our bodies, like the astral spine, the causal spine, and there is one more energy electrical energy line that runs through our body, our spirit, or soul intention for this incarnation, spine, I will call it spine, and that's the Hara line. So we'll go over a bit each of them. So the astral spine is the energetic spine, also or subtle spine called, and it's made of three main channels of energy that run, like the main channel that is connected with all the other channels of energy in our body and meridians is the Sushumna. The Sushumna channel or nadis, they are also called nadis. It runs all along our spine. It starts at the base of the spine, running up to the top of our head. And the right of the Sushumna and left, we have two channels of energy. It's very important. Right side is the Pingala channel or nadis, and this masculine is connected with the sun. That's why I said that the eclipses, the reset of the eclipses started in our individual lives. It's basically very potent for us, or are very potent for us. So Pingala on the right, it's connected with the sun and it's masculine. The Ida on the left is connected with the moon and it's feminine. What they do, so they all run like Sushumna in the middle, and Sushumna is the one that all the chakras are aligned on, and it's the one that at the base of the spine, we have the Kundalini, the coiled serpent, dormant serpent, lying, and then the Pingala and the Sushumna, what they do, they will wave around the Pingala and Ida. What they do, they will wave around, like my hands are going, they will wave around the Sushumna. And everywhere they intersect, there is a chakra, so sacral chakra and solar plexus and heart chakra and so on, as they intersect. So all three of them, they are forming our astral spine or energetic spine. And they are very important. And when we go through life, usually we have them out in balance. We don't have them balanced, so they are out of balance. And if they are out of balance, then the prana, the life force energy, the energy flow through our Sushumna central channel and through them, it's diminished. Or partially blocked, and that affects us in many ways. So the process that we do later on will be to clear, unblock, and balance the Ida, the Pingala, and the Sushumna channel, so we can have more light flow, life force energy, prana flow through our Sushumna and our energy bodies, and have balance and harmony in between our masculine and feminine energy channels and ourselves. And that's first of the second, actually, first is the physical spine. So the second is the energetic spine, and we all are familiar with the chakras. The chakras will basically be capturing energy from cosmic energy and bringing in, transform it, store it, and then we'll send it through all our meridians, through our body parts, including the physical spine, body parts and organs, so we can function physically at our best, and we feel good and we feel uplifted and we feel cheerful when we are high energy, and we are more optimistic, so our emotional and mental states are more balanced, and we enjoy more life. So we want to balance our astral spine, as is such important part of our life. And then we will have also a causal spine. So the causal spine, it's part of the causal body, and it's the causal body is also called karmic body. And through it, yet it's more subtle. The causal body, it's even more subtle than it is the energetic body and or astral body. And it runs, so the energy spine runs through our spine, and then through our energy spine will run the causal spine, which is even more subtle, and it carry also our karmic seeds or all the information from our lifetimes and karmic debts, and also it will carry all the possible outcomes for the future, all the possible future outcomes. So not only the karmic debts. And through it, like through the causal spine, will flow our consciousness. So the causal spine, it's sometimes like for many people who are unawakened, it's quite blocked. For us, it's more open, as we for people who are interested in this kind of topics, we are opening our the level to a high, to we enlighten ourselves, so our level of consciousness goes higher and higher and higher the more we work on ourselves and we are aware of our spiritual and mystical, and we are more interested of this higher connection with our higher self, with soul, the soul, with the divine. Like we are enlightening more and more and more, and as we as our consciousness rise higher, at the same time the Kundalini gets activated from the base of the spine, which is the primal life force energy. And we might feel all sorts of vibrations in our body. If that happens, that's a good sign that our consciousness is we reach a higher consciousness. When also the Kundalini is activating, and the Kundalini when it's activated is acting off our nervous system, like resetting our nervous system, bringing it back to the its normal initial normal function. Then when we were asleep and we were not awakened. So if you feel any sensation into your body as you are on the ascension path and enlightened, so that's a good sign, even if sometimes it's not very pleasant. So the consciousness, our higher consciousness ran to the causal spine. And the soul actually that's the way the soul will connect with us through our causal spine and through our energetic spine, like the astral spine, and guide us in our path if we open to its guidance and to receive. And there is one more spine or line, rather say line, one more golden line of energy and like an electric wire running on the center of our body. And that's what is called the Hara line. And that's the Hara line, it's the line of our individualization, the way our soul, it's representing our soul, our spirit, our divine nature, divine essence, like incarnated in the physical body. And it is like it has three important points. So it runs, the Hara lines more run for front of the other three spines, is more central in the body, and it is starting at the individualization point about 3 feet, 3.5 feet above our body. And that's the point where our soul individualized as Madalena when it came, or as you, when it came in the physical body. And then you will have another point, it will run straight down another point at the thymus. So upper side of the thymus, where is the sacred heart. And then the third point will be the tantien, which is in between the belly button and the sacral chakra, about 2.5 inch under the belly button, about that area. So kind of like in the half distance in between the sacral and the belly button. And then the Hara line will be going straight down to the center of the air, grounding us. So that's the line of intentionality, of purpose, and that's carrying the intention for and individualization and creativity. That's carrying our soul intention for this incarnation. So before we incarnate, we do the soul set certain intention to experience, for certain experiences, and a purpose, or more than a purpose, what he would like to experience in this lifetime and what he likes to achieve. So the Hara line is the line of connection with our soul and with our up and with the center of the earth down. As we incarnate, the Hara line will basically merge with our energy field. Yeah, the Hara line is held into place by our energy field, and it will merge with our energy field and our body. They all together and will basically end with the heart core of Mother Earth. So when the Hara line is distorted or blocked or split or it's shredded, at the thymus can be shredded. When we carry from other past lifetimes or parallel lifetimes, past lifetimes, we will carry very heavy traumas, emotional traumas, then it can be like the Hara line can be shredded at our, or we experience traumas in this lifetime, can be shredded, like totally cut at the thymus gland, at the sacred heart. So if it's if the Hara line is not healthy and straight, if for example from the tantien, so down where the center at the under the belly button, it's the last center of the Hara line, if there it's blocked, then it can be blocked from emotional issues, relationship issues, imbalance of our masculine and feminine, many things can block it. Then if it's blocked there, then we don't get a good grounding with the earth, and we cannot bring our purpose into, we cannot carry on our purpose. If it's distorted at the At the time was gland and or shredded, I mean, at the time was gland. Then we all feel all feel lack of balance and harmony with ourselves and with others in our life, reflecting our day by day life. And if it's is disconnected at the or congested at the ID point, the point of individualization, then we might be not con we for sure won't be connected with our higher self, with our soul, with our higher guidance. So feel totally disconnected. People who are not awakened, usually they have the individualization point, like the upper point, blocked most of the time. And so the Hara line counts very, very much, and it's I can give an example or make an association, like we have a car with a driver. So to understand better how these spines are functioning. So we have a car with a driver. So the car is the physical spine. For the car to function, we need fuel, we need gas. So the gas is the prana running through our energetic or astral spine. So that column made up by our chakras around along our spine, along our central channel of energy, Sushumna, and Ida and Pingala on the right, Ida on the left and Pingala on the right. So the gas is the energy, the prana. Then the consciousness of the driver, because it's all about consciousness, causal spine, is also called the thought body. In addition of causal, karmic or thought body, and it's called also the consciousness running through it is called Brahman Nadi, maybe Alara will pronounce it better. But okay, for the causal spine, like the driver's consciousness, and how he's driving that car, that's the causal spine, carrying the consciousness. And ultimate, the purpose of the driver will be the Hara line, the line of our intention, the connection with our soul and our higher essence and our higher self. So the purpose of that driver will be basically the Hara line, our spiritual spine. And how is that? It's like if that driver purpose is to help others, like provide for others, for example. Well, he may very well become a truck driver that will carry food for other people. So he's carrying on his purpose that way, just as an example. So, and he's doing it beautifully if he's pretty much aligned with his intention for this incarnation, his purpose. He will basically light up other people's life just by doing what he's supposed to do. So the car is the physical spine. The gas will be our astral spine or energy spine. The intention, not intention, the consciousness of the driver and how he drives, that will be our causal or consciousness spine. And then the purpose he came in here to carry on, and he does carry it on by providing for others. And then that's his purpose, to provide for others in many ways. And then as a truck driver, he decides to take that as a profession. Then he provides for others. That way, that's the Hara line. I thought that's a good analogy
Yeah, that was a good
to help.
example. Yeah, I think it
Yeah.
makes sense. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So.
I just want to say, because I forgot to say this when we went live, but Madalena is going to be doing a few clairsentient intuitive readings. So you can raise your hand. And so the question, or I guess you could also type your question in the chat, but basically she's going to be answering the question, what is blocking your spine bioenergy flow, your purpose, joy, or freedom now? Right. So do you want to do a few of those right now, Madalena?
Sure, I can do
Because
that.
I think that will help people to understand as well, right? And of course, I think Brenda had put in a different question in the chat. But I think it's similar still. I forget what it was, but it's okay. It's basically she wants to just, what do you see in her field, right? Or something like that.
Yeah,
Something like that.
that sounds good. What I
But
for
I don't want
yeah.
to, like, everybody, we don't have time to go through everyone. So please do not just do for curiosity's sake. If you have like something going on with you, like Cindy has had sciatica, somebody else has had, they fell in Bermuda, for example. So if you have something specific, please ask something specific, not just generally, I'm curious, because we don't have time for that, unfortunately. If we had a 4-hour show, we could do everybody and that'd be great. But we don't, okay? So please try and keep it specific to what we're talking about, okay? So I'm not just a general scan. If you have something, you know, that you think is might be related to the different spines, then yes. But we'll do a few. I don't know how many we can get through because we still have a process as well that we want to do. All
Oh,
right, so
the
Brenda, you
process
want
will be short, the process.
Yeah. So Brenda, you want to unmute yourself?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi.
So my question, was if you saw what could possibly be blocking my bioenergy flow, mostly on my left side, or yeah, my left side, and it's from like my waist down to my ankles.
Let me fill in. I feel like your lower back, it's spinal, lower back and the sacral chakra, I feel blocked for you. I feel lots of emotional tension that you hold there. Ori, I feel Ori. I feel you hold, and in your heart, I feel you hold there lots of Ori. So what is best to do when we do the process is like just breathe through that area. Make sure the breath, it will be a breathing process. So make sure the breath gets to there. And on the left side, so your Ida nadis or channel is more blocked. And so we want to open that channel. We want to clear the block for that channel. So, in your life, no, you don't need to tell us now, but what is worrying you? And you carry a lot of emotional stress, tension about it. It can be in relationships with others. Also, it can be about you because it's about the legs, about you moving forward, and about you being confused in a way, which direction to go. And so the creativity can be a bit blocked, and you can feel confused of your direction. And if I'm checking your Tan Tien from the Hara line, it feels it's a bit distorted. Actually, I get it split, and it's leaning to the left side, not to the right, to the left side. So you are not, your Hara line, your line of purpose and intentionality, creativity, what you like to achieve in this incarnation as a soul. So it's not straightly connected to if your is not supported perfectly by the head, because it goes on a side instead of connecting straight down with the head, grounding straight down. So it's derailed a bit. So your direction in life, if you can relate, like if you want to make a change and you are undecided where to go, that can reflect the left foot problem and the block in the tantien of lower point of the hara line.
So how does that resonate with you, Brenda?
Yep, that's great. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful message.
Thank you. And emotional tension. You look at it and let it come forward and let it express itself. Like if you need to cry, if you need to walk, if you need to spend more time in nature, and just feel it. Feel your feelings, whatever they are. Feel your feelings and let them, like, send love, compassion, and bless them. And when you are complete, like once you feel them and you release them in the way that works for you, you can meditate, you can walk, you can scream when nobody hears you.
Yes.
You can cry.
Walk on the beach and scream.
Yeah, you can cry. Just let them flow out of you, because it's like a steaming pot. Like they block your energy flow. And it's expressing on your left side. Sorry.
Very, very good reminders. Very good information. I really appreciate this, Alina. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Very welcome.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, we're going to go to Cindy. Cindy, you want to unmute yourself?
Hi, Madalina and Laura and everyone.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Nice to see you, to hear you.
Yes, likewise. So just after the solar eclipse, I started experiencing a pain in my spine that went to my left sciatic nerve. And through the course of a few days, now it's running down my leg. So I'm not sure if this is solar eclipse related or where it came from. I didn't have it before, so this is new for me, this pain. And I'm just wondering if you have an insight.
So first of all, I have to mention, check with your doctor about the pain and sciatica, because sometimes our spine can compress the nerve, or can be like our spine can move in such a way that cause a problem on a nerve, and that's a doctor field. So check that. And from the spiritual and energetic point of view, I will address that. So for the lower back and going on the left foot is also our feminine side. So when we hold emotions in our lower chakras, especially the sacral chakras, or relationship issues, creativity, manifestation, the balance of the masculine and feminine, and then the root chakra, the support, the safety, the family balance and harmony, like the support, family support, money support, all that we hold in the root chakra. And in your case, your lower back, it's affected. So if your lower back is affected, then it's possible you experience in the past emotions like guilt or shame or unworthiness. Feelings of guilt or shame and unworthiness, that's related to the lower back. spiritual wise. So if those suppressed emotions were gathered there in the past, that they don't have to be now, with the new, you are right, with the new higher light energies, waves we receive, well, they are uncovered now, and they are illuminated, and they are prompted to be seen, like to see there's a problem there. And once you see that's a problem there, then you can work those out. So what in the past bothered you, you don't have to tell us, but throughout your life, what situation or person or cause you to feel feelings of guilt, shame, and unworthiness? Where you, or you believe you are unworthy in any way, believed?
I can think of a couple of experiences. Yeah. So,
well, those are the ones. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So maybe these are trying to be released out from my body. Is that what might be happening?
Yes.
It's a release process taking place?
I believe it's a release process for you. Yes. And the pain, it's just capturing your attention and drawing your attention to your lower back, to the sacral chakra, which is channeling the emotions. Sensuality is connected with sensuality, is connected with repressed feelings, with fears, with self-esteem, in relationships, and it's that's reflected in lower back muscle tension and discomfort. And because it goes on your left foot, and the foot are our direction in life, and the left foot is the feminine foot, that it's blocking your creativity. It's blocking those suppressed emotions. I don't know if I mentioned, it can be also frustration and anger with, related to certain trauma that you had in the past. And can be also feeling not secure at the time when it happened in the past, lack of security, lack of support. So if it's going on the left leg, it's acting on your feminine side. Your feminine side was wounded in the past and suppressed, I get. It was suppressed and wounded in the past. I get that these are all wounds. I don't get that this is now. I mean, not from some recent experiences. I get very deep core wound from long time ago for you in this lifetime. And now because you release what was superficial and clear what was superficial and easy to release, now you are at the time when you clear your deepest core wounds. And one of your deepest core wounds, it's in regard with relationships and how others treat you during the relationships in the past, in your past, in this lifetime, in this lifetime. So everything.
I think we have to go on to the next person. Otherwise, we're never going to get to anybody else, right?
Can I just ask? Thank you for that, and it resonates. What can I do to help shift, release more of this? So, what do you recommend that I do to help this process move out?
Same like I recommended Brenda to just open to feel the emotions, to feel the feelings, open to look at those experiences that created for you an imbalance in your sacral chakra, in your on your feminine side, any guilt, any shame, any suppression. I get that you were suppressed in your life, this lifetime, in the past, in relationships. So any suppression and hard feelings about that, any emotions, just look that, just let them flow. Sit with them. That's the word. Sit with them in meditation, feel them, and open to release them with blessings and love and compassion for yourself and for those involved.
Okay, perfect.
You can do it the same way I recommend it to Brenda. You can, if let the if you have any feelings that will make you cry, let the just cry them out. They have to go out of your body. Bless them, forgive. That's a big thing. Forgive yourself, forgive the other person, and let them go. And once you let a layer go, then some other aspect of the same issue might come around. So just take one at a time and enjoy yourself, take care of yourself, be gentle with yourself. Our legs are also, and joints are not only our direction in life, our support, stability, they are also our way to move forward. So when we have problems that goes down the leg, we might have fear of moving forward, and especially also with joints. So when you have sciatica, there's usually a pressure from the lower spine on the sciatic nerve. So have that check with the doctor too.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Many blessings to you and everyone.
Many, many blessings to you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome. All right. So there was a question from Sharon. She had put it in the chat. She can't come on, but basically she fell down the stairs during the peak of the eclipse. And I think it's her right sciatica area and the whole back that was hurt. And I think there's more, but just see if you can. Yeah.
So I feel like a blockage around the lower lumbar spine. So I should say two things. One is that many people have problems with the spine. Like my husband did with the muscles, not the spine itself, but the muscles, lower back muscles. So that happened very soon following the eclipse. A relative of mine has lower back problem. I heard many, many. I wasn't surprised, like my higher self wanted me to speak about our spines, because I got immediately after, short after, I encountered lots of people with spine problems. And in this case, because it's an accident, I get that your energetic body and your spiritual body, or the Hara line, are not in balance and harmony, and you kind of lose your balance. And I don't know if that is like you resonate with that, but I feel there's an imbalance in between your masculine and feminine, and in between your energy that the spine, like the astral spine, the energy that the astral spine is the one that holds all the chakra, and the hara line, the intention for this incarnation. And your soul wants to kind of catch your attention that way, and your soul likes to for you to rest. I get that you got to, you were very active, and if you aren't physical active, mental, you are very active, and you were very much into your masculine energy, and there is an imbalance between the masculine and feminine in your case. That's what I get. So in this way, your soul kind of sweep out yourself out of feet and force you to rest. So force you to step more on your feminine side, because you cannot do something else to recuperate and resting. So as you are taking care of yourself, take care of yourself, rest, don't force your body, check with your doctor, probably you did already. As you take more time for yourself, I also get to drink ginger tea, because that will increase your life force energy and help the body recuperate and help you get better. So I get for you to just relax, take care of yourself, and open to receive insights from your soul and your higher self and the divine, because you are about to get to your next ascension cycle, step into your cycle, that's better said, cycle of awakening, and you are prepared for that, and you are energetically prepared for that. So that's a message from your higher self, and for that you need to be peaceful and not active, more in an alpha state of wave state of mind, not in a beta state when we are very active and run around. And you falling down the stairs, it was a way to force you to rest and step more on your feminine side. So open to receive the insights from your soul, because you are moving on your next cycle of spiritual development and ascension. And with that, you receive more open up more gift, more of your gifts and talents, and psychic gifts will open up. And you might receive also an insight how to help others and share with others the gifts that you will get. But for that, you need to be like resting and open in a more meditative state than running around. So if you can write us sometime and see if it resonates.
Yeah, let us know, Sharon. Let us know, Sharon. Yeah, how that resonated with you. Okay, let's just type it in the chat. That'd be great. Okay, good. So she's typing it in. Awesome. So
thank you.
While she's typing that in, I'm gonna take a few moments and talk about the packages. So let me just share my screen for that.
Okay. As you sharing the screen, I didn't mention too much about the physical spine, so I can just say a couple of things about the anatomy of our physical spine. As we have the spine, actually, we'll move to the offer soon, but the spine has 33 vertebras. We have 3 vertebras, like 33 is the ascended master number. It's like the Jesus number, Buddha's number, like it's encoded in our physical body, who we really are. we are ascended masters that came on the earth and assume a physical body to help the earth in it, the earth, Mother Earth's ascension, and everybody, everyone else on the planet. And it's our divinity, if we can think that, like code it in our on our spine. And the 33 vertebras, there are seven split it in five areas, like the neck has seven, like the cervical vertebras are seven, the thoracal vertebras that continue with our ribcage, they are, I will start immediately, they are 12, and then we have five vertebras lumbar and kind of middle back to extending a bit to lower back. We have five sacral that are soldered together in the triangular bone that it's in our back on the facing the pelvis. And then we have four coccygeon, unless people consider them or know them, and they are fused together. So forming the coccygeon bone, but those are four vertebra, so soldered together. So when we look at any problems, emotional, physical, or any other kind of problems, mental or spiritual, those will be reflected, and our attitude, our behavior will be reflected into our spine in different areas of our spine. The chakras corresponds also in different area of our spine, and the emotions, actually, they release in the body. When we feel an emotion, release in the body a certain neuropeptide that the spine and the gut will have a very specific receptor for that. So the spine and the gut, when we feel an emotion, will be the first to respond. And the spine posture is part of our postures, is protecting our vital organs, like the heart and the lungs, supporting them too. And it's also basically the house for the spinal cord, without which we won't be able to move our body, our hands. So it offers us the flexibility and all the connection we need. Same like the chakras will flow energy in the meridians. So the meridians will be like the arteries and veins and nerves of the energy body and the astral spine. The same, our physical spine contain the spinal column with all the nerves that exist the spine, innervating our body parts, our organs, and they are very important. And each vertebra, actually a nerve that exists, there are 33 vertebra and there are 31 nerves, because the sacral, basically the sacral area, has only one thick nerve. So all of those.
Oh, and we need to talk counts. About the special offer now, right? We need to talk about the special offer, the packages.
Sure. I wanted to mention it because we didn't get to kind of jump over that area. We didn't get to mention a bit about the spine itself. And for the special offer, I made it really simple. We have two packages. The package A, in the package A, I am offering personal remote multidimensional spine bioenergy realignment session. So it's a remote session, 30 minutes, and it's not live. We book a specific time for that, and I will send you bioenergy. So my I have a lot of I feel I have to mention that we didn't mention before. So I'm clairsentient and empath, and also I have a lot of light flowing through my energy, bioenergy flowing through my hands. So I feel when I'm doing a remote station, I will connect with your body and energy field. I feel where it's the blockage. I get telepathic insights, what the problem is. And then I will do the bioenergy session for you, specifically for your problems. As I'm flowing golden light, I'm connected with the divine. And I'm flowing golden light to my hands. And I didn't know that I do that in the past. And I remember as a kid, my parents, my grandparents was asking me for a massage, and they were saying that they had a pain, and they were saying, oh, you took my pain with your hand. But I never thought of that till far later, after my awakening, when I my gift opened more and more, and we can send that bioenergy. And I also use my breath and my intention to send the bioenergy to you and do the clearing, the unblocking, the balancing, harmonizing of your spines and energy fields. And that we'll do remote. We establish a certain time when you can lay down for 30 minutes, and I'm carry on with the bioenergy frequency transmission for you. And what I will do also following that, I will send you in about 5 business days, I will send you brief written report with what we done, what was cleared. So you basically will know and can relate better with what it was like done during the remote session. Yeah. And you can let me know what bothers you, and then I will focus on that. And then we have the next 3 items will be, one will be a multidimensional master golden spine realignment. That it's sound and line, bioenergy frequency transmission recording. It's like a meditation and activation. And for, it's not very long, it's 15 minutes, a bit more than 15 minutes. That, so that can be done many times. And it has 3 parts. The first part will be the clearing. So we'll use a lot of sounds, like chimes sounds, and 528 hertz, like love, transformation and miracle crystal ball sound. So the sounds will be specific for each area of your spines and each chakra for the chimes I'm using. So we'll have in the first part. In the first part, through the sound, I will clear your chakra channel. In the second part, we will do flow golden light. So it'll be more like bioenergy flowing from my hands, will be also sound too. And last part will be balancing and harmonizing to activate your 6D, your master golden spine. So your master self spine, which lies dormant. So like the Christ consciousness, you can say. Then that will be the last part, and that it's only sound and light with no, I won't talk about that one. So during the meditation, I will guide you what areas of the or chakras to focus on, or areas of the body just for you, to know where the sound and light is going. But in that meditation, it's not much about the words I'm speaking. It's more about the sound and the light that I'm transmitting to you. So just relax and listen to it and focus on the area I will mention guide you during the meditation. And then the golden aura and spine, the next two will be PDFs. The golden aura and spine biofield stretching technique. It's a technique that will help you extend your aura of your body, like in this way, you get more golden light and the flow golden light to fill up your body and aura field. So we increase the life force energy in your body and uplift the energy around you. And that has two sections, two techniques. So one is for the aura and second one is for body parts. You can use it for any body part that you like. And you can use it for your spine. So by stretching, stretching your aura, each body part has an aura by itself, an energy field around it. So by stretching that, you flowing golden light through it will incorporate more and more of golden light into your aura field and your body. In this way, when we have more golden light, we will increase our prana, chi, life force energy. When the life force energy increase, then the body functions will increase because they will have more support, energetic support. So the blood flow will increase, like will flow better. The blood will flow better, will carry more oxygen to your brain and your organs. So when we do an aura stretch, with true act of our energetic field, but it will notice an improvement on our physical body by doing so. And I put there more notes about it. And if you can take some time, please, after we finish the call and have a look at the offer, and then I explain more there and what benefits you get from it. And for the last item, it's the Violet Flame Transmutation Practice Meditation. It's a short practice, very easy to do, to clear your body, your energy field, and to transmute. So this is a practice that I will recommend for Brenda and for Cindy and anybody else that have lots of suppressed emotions, or even if it's old, might not be from now, like suppressed caused by trauma in the past, any type of trauma in the past, suppressed feelings, suppressed emotions, and like mental chatter, anything that needs to be let go of, dense energies that cause us emotional emotional like turmoil, mental turmoil, problems, then we can use for anything the Violet Flame of Transmutation Practice Meditation. We just blaze, like the best is to blaze through your chakra column to your all the spines, blaze them the violet flame through you. Many times we blaze it only around us, blaze it through you too. So please read more in our offer about it. And that's a very short practice. You can do it anytime to clear anything and clear your energy field and energy, like foreign energy from others too. So you can do it every night or day.
Yeah, yeah, and then there's a bonus as well, a 72-hour bonus.
Oh, Yeah, because the light language was something new to me that activated. And every time I notice, we go through jumps of enlightenment. And once we get to the next level, next cycle, like we talked for Sherry, I think it was like
Sharon,
next
yeah, Sharon.
Sherry, Sherry, next level, next cycle of ascension, I would call it, of enlightenment. Then we get a new gift. So my gift was the light language. So it's a limited time because I have limited time for like limited spaces for doing that or time to do that. So it's limited time offer. I will basically record. Do a recording special for you for your issue. I will also, when you sign up for Offer A, I will send you a letter and I will invite you to mention all your concerns or your issues that you want help with. And so we'll do focus that on the remote session, and we will focus on that over the personal language recording I will do for you. And I will send it in about 5 business days, same like the written report. And
So that's package A, that's $69. And then package B is everything in package A except the item one, instead of a remote healing, it's a 45-minute personal one-on-one session.
yes. So you are welcome to sign up for the one-on-one session. Usually I not you stay 45 minutes and I'll try to stay in time, but if you need extra help, we usually I offer it, and those who had sessions with me, they know that I don't turn off the phone after 45 minutes if we have still we need still a bit of clearing, or you have a question that still is unanswered. So I will give you the time and attention, and we do you can ask me about 3 concerns and problems that you have usually. So the session is 45 minutes, but before that I will do a pre-scanning that is not part of the session, so it will be 45 minutes left for a bit more. And then I'll see where the blockages are. I will discuss them over the session with you. Any new insights? I usually get insights for all my sessions. I get insights from the person, higher self, or the guides, or a family member that is passed over sometimes comes. And I will pass those insights to you. So what I got once we before the session, once we meet, I will let you know about that, and I will answer to about 3 concerns or questions, or 3, 4, or about 3 roughly that you have. And then we do bioenergy transmission to clear any blockages. So for whatever issue you brought in, we see what insights we get, and we clear those. Any other blockages that I find, we clear those. And then we bring you in balance, in harmony. So it's mostly bioenergy transmission. I might use sound and my hands and breathing to send the bioenergy. And I can use now light language too, because I got
Yeah,
the
absolutely. So those are the 2 packages. Package A, 69. Package B is 167. There is a payment plan available for package B. And of course, if you're an Inner Circle member, please do use your gift code. So thank you, Madalena.
You
Two
are welcome.
powerful, powerful packages. Now, I know you wanted to do a quick process as well. I think
Sure, we'll do.
we're running out of time, so we want to make sure we do that process, right?
Yes, that is very short actually. We'll do a first a breathing exercise that will balance our masculine and feminine channels, and like Ida feminine, Pingala masculine, and the Shushumna in the middle. So we'll bring them, we'll clear them. So that way, it's a very simple breathing, nose breathing exercise, but that way the prana, the life force energy flow, so they get unblocked, they get balanced, they get cleared by our life, like the breath of life that we take. And the prana not only quotient increase, but also flow more smoothly through our body. So we come in balance and we do the breathing. And then after that, we'll do continue with a very short, we'll see what I feel immediately after, but very short exercise or light language. It sounds a bit unusual, my light language is lots of...
Well, you have less than 7 minutes, so just, you know...
Okay, then let's do, yeah, and we didn't even got too much into the physical spine details that I wanted to go, yeah. But I guess everyone can check the physical spine. Yeah, check it on the internet. So our spiritual and energy aspect of it, it's very important. And because the causal, it's a matrix for the energy body and the energy body for the physical body. And the soul drive it all. Like the soul intention for the incarnation. So that runs through.
So let's just do the process. I don't think we have time to do both the breathing and the process. So just pick one thing. Whatever
so,
you want to do.
Everyone, yeah, take a deep breath in through your nose and relax. So the Ida, it's on the left and it's our feminine channel, and the Pingala, it's on the right, or Nadis, and it's our masculine channel. So the Pingala will exit on the right nostril and the Ida will exit on the left nostril. So to balance the masculine and feminine, the Ida and Pingala, and then bring harmony and in harmony all three of them, including Shushumna, then we'll do nostril breathing exercise involving breathing on one nostril at a time and plugging the other one. So in this way, we bring them in balance and harmony, and we'll clear the energy, clears along Shushumna and both of Ida and Pingala. So you just cover with one finger, you can use the big finger. If one finger cover your right nostril, close your mouth and breathe in through your left nostril now in, deeply in and out, one breath. So now you can use the little finger and plug so you don't breathe out through your mouth. So you breathe in and out through the same nostril. And we breathe one nostril at a time. And you can inhale 5 seconds and then exhale slowly 5 to 8 seconds. So now we breathe in through our right nostril, so masculine side. And breathe out through our same right nostril. So in this way, we alternate. Breathing in, you can do that like 5 times or more. Very slowly breathe on one nostril. So you cover with whatever finger you have. Cover the right nostril and breathe in through the left. And breathe out slowly through the left. And now we'll cover the left and we breathe down to the right. And breathe out slowly through the right. So then you can repeat that process. So one nostril at a time, breathe in 5 seconds and breathe out 5 8 seconds very slowly on the same nostril with the mouth closed. And then you cover the other nostril, like if you breathe on the right side first, then next you breathe on the left side. So you cover the right side. So in this way, the breath is our, it's our breath of life, it's our balancing tool. We always bring in harmony. When we breathe in, we bring in harmony, our energy body and our physical body feels better because we bring more oxygen in and it calms the nervous system. So when we do the alternate nostril breathing, then not only it calms our nervous system, not only we bring more oxygen in, but we also bringing in the oxygen on one time on the right and second time on the left. We are making sure that we both get the flow of prana and energy and oxygen through our body equally. Otherwise, if we breathe through our nose, normally through our both nostrils, one gets to breathe better than the other. And we don't notice that. But if you feel one of the nostrils is plugged, then if it's the right side, it's your masculine and it's your pingala. If it's the left side, it's your feminine and it's ida. That masculine is about your power, your action-oriented side, logic, and left brain oriented, and then left will be about your femininity, your intuition, your creativity, your insights, your psychic gifts, your morality too. I got that. That's also a sense of moral when we look at lives in general. Our sense of moral is also running through the left side. And it's the right brain, the brain that it's our imaginative brain, the arts brain. We always want, so by doing this breathing, actually we'll balance our right and left brain too. And then you can do just a simple thing. So once you finish breathing, let's say you breathe 5 times, like you did the alternate nostril breathing 5 times, once on right, once on left. Then when you end that, put your tongue in the roof of the mouth and do 5 breaths through your nose and out through your nose too. That will balance your align you also with the Hara line. So, and straighten when you do that, have the spine straight. You can even stand. Have the spine straight, chin up, head lift, head lift up, chin up, spine straight, tongue in the roof of the mouth, as much as you can in the middle of the roof of the mouth. And then you get all the flow and 5 breaths. On both nostrils, in and out, very slow, don't force them. And same when you do the alternate breathing, don't force them. So you can do that very quick, actually, in the morning. You feel more life force energy running, like you'll feel better and calmer if you do that. So,
awesome. Good. More Thank balanced.
You. You are welcome.
All right, so go ahead. Well.
So one more thing that you can do when you do the breathing through both nostrils to stand, and don't forget the tongue in the middle of the upper palate, like the tip of the tongue in the roof of the palate. And you can put your hands up. That will help you stretch your spine and will actually feel very well. And as you breathe in, you like tippy toe both legs. When you do the breathing through both nostrils at once at the end, after you did alternate, your hands up, spine straight, tippy toe, breathe in. When you breathe out, you just come back to full feet on the floor. And that will, you see, if you do that, you'll feel so good. You'll feel very good. So you just tippy toe with hands up when you breathe in and go back to like lift up your feet and then go back flat to the floor when you exhale. 5 times. Both nostrils. Wow. At the end of the alternate breathing. Okay. If you can cool. do that, yeah. If you have the physical condition to do that. That is not hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. If you can stand, etc., then definitely try and do that.
Yeah, it feels really
wonderful. Thank you, Madalena.
You're welcome.
So yeah. So lots of interesting information in this show for sure. So please do go back and watch and listen. And some of the advice, I guess you could say, that she gave for Cindy and for Brenda and for Sharon, we can all do. So please go back and start doing some of those things. And of course, if you want to work with Madalena, please do check out the packages as well. That was great, Madalena. Thank you so much. It was really helpful. And I mean, of course, I know about a lot of the stuff about the spine. I just, the way you worded it, I thought it was something else.
Well, I would have talked more about the spine, but we didn't have. I had so much prepared for spine.
You
the are, spine is part
you
of
always have a lot
posture.
To say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you always have a lot of information and wisdom to share. So, you know, next time, right?
Yeah. So,
next time, definitely.
It's about our posture a lot. And you can tell a lot if you look at somebody and that person is like exhausted or aggressive. You can tell from the spine position, and that relates to the emotions and the thoughts. And there was a lot I prepared. We just didn't get to cover it all. And a bit
I know.
More
I need.
Spine
I think.
Anatomy.
I think with you to you need like 3 hours to do a show. an hour and a half is not enough. You need like 3 hours. So
yeah, belong that. It's true. And then what I like to mention for the package is now. We barely scratched the surface with the readings. So we'll be, if you sign up for one of the packages, we'll go more in detail because there we can relate different problems we have in life with our feet, with our ankles, with our knees, with our hips, with the 5 portions of the spines and the chakras. They are all connected. They are not separate. And then with our... spines, I call them like the physical spine with the energetic or astral spine, that is the chakras. I know when you mentioned that you don't know about spine, I sort of said, I will let you, when I will talk about the chakras are part of our shushumna, part
no,
of
I,
our...
I know yeah. that. I just thought you were talking about something else completely that I didn't know about.
Sorry.
But it's good.
Yeah, so
it's good.
We could have talked even more, but there wasn't time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you, Madalena, and thank you, everybody, for being here with us and for your questions. And for those of you who got the readings, thank you, because it brought out even more information, like always. So thank you. I will have the recording out in a little while. So please do check that out, wait for that as well, and go ahead and book your... I was going to say book your sessions with Madalena, but you know, if you get the remote, you can book that or the personal session with Madalena packages A and B. Okay, so thank you so much, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all so much love and blessings always.
Thank you
now.
So much. Bye for now.
Thank you,
Lara and everyone. Nice to see you.
Thank you,
all.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye for now, everyone.